We're two of three.
All right. I don't know.
What are you going to say?
I don't know who's more upset about the March Madness basketball, Larry David or my mom.
Okay.
The Mutti is fit to be tied because Young and the Restless is getting bumped every single day. And I said, Mom, don't worry. It just means the actors will have a few more days off because they do so many of it. I said, we'll see them. They'll replay them. I don't care. Why does basketball have to be on 24/7? What is the big deal with this March Madness?
I love Mutti. You know, they started out, the people turned in their March Madness brackets to ESPN. They had like over 22 million brackets. Of those 22 million brackets, about 1,800
are left. Yeah.
Right. Remember now, I think there's three brackets that have got zero right, which is almost harder to do than guess them all right. There are three brackets currently in the ESPN that
we watched basketball last night. It was fun.
Yeah.
There were some big upsets.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm sure
and
there's a market for it.
Larry David was on a talk show probably promoting
Rich Eisen show.
Yeah. There's three more episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay. So here's Larry's take on March Madness.
Show. How much can I follow in sports? I'm supposed to know who's on drink? This is crazy! Crazy! Valparaiso! I know names on Valparaiso! This is insane! I don't know anything! Maybe I'll watch the semifinal, but that's it! What can I do? I've got the Rangers, you know, I've got the Knicks.
Yes.
I can't follow all these teams! How do people do it?
I don't know how they do it. And Jimmy Kimmel and his whole thing on Gonzaga, is it a real place or not, is so funny, too, as a March Madness thing. But, yeah, I that's how I feel about it. I'm just like,
What's happening right now, though, which I think...
Are you going to tell us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And I'm not going to make you listen to Jason Gould sing again. So that's the win in us. I'm just going to tell you that up front.
I appreciate that.
Is that, you know, both the men's and the women's tournaments are at the same time, which I think is such a bummer.
Why would they do that?
They've always done this. It's dumb.
It takes eyes away, unfortunately.
It really does. Because in all these games leading up to the Final Four of both the men's and the women's are played all over the country.
And you would think it's the same audience, really. People who love basketball. And the women's basketball is as exciting as the men's.
So I'm just going to tell people about Caitlin Clark because Iowa Hawkeyes are the number one seed. Mm-hmm. And there she will be playing. The Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be playing tomorrow o'clock on ABC.
Tomorrow o'clock?
Yeah, at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, rock around tomorrow o'clock. It's going to be on ABC at 2 o'clock, and they're playing against Holy Cross. So that, who knows? We thought Kentucky should have won last night, and they didn't win. So
men's or women?
Men's.
See, there's so many.
I know. See, that's the thing. I agree with you, Lori. It's kind of like all this conflict. Because you do kind of want to watch it if you're into it.
And people love it.
College basketball is fun to watch. Mm-hmm. There's good stuff.
I saw the one team, everybody got a pair of sneaks from.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the coach of that team was one of his coaches.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And they all take out these beautiful shoes and everything.
Shoes,
the size of them, though.
Oh.
I remember my friend Kathy Del Rosso, I'll say her name, her husband, Michael, had size 15 feet. And this is 1991.
Well, it doesn't matter the year.
My feet were so, I would put on his shoes. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a television show, My Three Sons, where you go da-na-na-na with the feet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Da-na-na-na. And I would walk around in his shoes, maybe with a cocktail in my hand, and just be like, who has feet this big? And now it feels like it's, people have huge, I mean, some of these people, huge, huge boats.
Well, I mean, if you're a tall person, you're going to have bigger feet.
You are.
That's right.
And then my poor mom, she's got skis and she's petite and little.
But she used to match her feet. She's shrunk.
She used to match her
feet. My mom has a short water ski, trick skis.
Yeah.
Trick her feet.
Mm-hmm. Little Psalms. I love it. No. Did she ever barefoot?
Oh, she used to tell everybody that she was the... it wasn't water skis champion. It was not slalom. She was like the water ski champion or something forever with her feet. She did that for, you remember. She used to tell everyone that for a while. Great. She's funny.
She leans into it. That's good.
She did. She does. She does. Okay.
All right. I'm not going to lean into anything other than admiration for the fact that Beyonce at her gold party, which is, you know, we see no pictures from the gold party. It's so exclusive. The only people who post are Beyonce and Jay. And she posted yesterday some pictures of what she wore. And she actually wore 300 carats worth of diamonds.
Do we have this posted?
Yeah, we've got it posted.
Wow.
And very cowboy chic, and the it almost looked like a diamond
bolero tie.
Bolero tie, yeah. But it's 300 carats of diamonds on her Instagram.
Where's the gold party? Is this a ham?
It's at the Chateau Marmont following the Oscars.
Oh, okay. So these are from. Oh, wow, Lori.
Yeah, yeah. That's the party that everyone wants to go to now. You know, Bill Maher fired his agents because he didn't get invited to the CAA party.
I'd like to fire ours for not inviting us to the Oscars.
They got him a new 3-year deal over at HBO, and then he immediately fired him, and they still get the commission off of that because he didn't get an invite to Brian Lord's Oscar party.
That's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Anyway, the pictures are really pretty.
And they're posted on the Angelation page.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, great, you got to post these things. You know, but she's no gorgeous. One else. It's just her. And then we've got a little bit of, you know, Cowboy Carter happening.
When does that come out?
Oh, she's next week. Next week.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Look at those diamonds. So the diamonds are almost. Remember how we used to wear button covers?
Remember? Unfortunately, I do remember that.
I still have my silver ones.
That is so.
That's a blast from the past. But we used to wear, you know, shirts with buttons, like men's shirts.
And
but
there was a thing in the 80s like to have cool, funky buttons or something.
I had sterling silver ones. I still have these.
Oh, my gosh.
Who wants to polish that? Lori, we did this.
Yeah.
Well, but I with diamonds, I mean, that's a look.
Yeah, that
that's
really
a look.
Is a look.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Random Thoughts. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, and we have been singing the praises of Beautiful, the Carol King musical for a while because we honestly love it and know that you will too. Don't take our word for it. Rohan Preston from the Star Tribune called it an amazing show. Ross Rilla from the Pioneer Press.
John Bream loved it.
John Bream loved it.
Everyone I know that saw it the night that we were there were just like, this
we're
is an incredible
back.
Show, and I want to come back. I
and
want to take
some
my mom.
Yes.
I want to bring somebody.
Bring my friends. Bring my kid. I want to bring my kids and their girlfriends.
Because people don't know Carole King's story. We know her music, but we don't know the story of how all that happened. And it's
music
delightful.
We didn't know she wrote for all those bands. And so it is such a great, great show. It's in, you know, the beautiful big showroom. You know, go have dinner, go have a grasshopper. Those are very popular in Palm Royale, Lori. But visit ChanhassenDT.com for tickets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is. All right, here's a random. Now think of this. Mark Twain and Helen Keller were friends. They met when she was a teenager. He was already a famous author in his 50s. He got his rich friends to help her pay for college.
Wow. That's wild.
I thought that was a weird one. That's an old one. I've been saving it, you know,
We're delighted to know that bit of news.
It's an interesting.
It's kind of a wild little thought there. Thinking of the two of them exchanging letters and.
Braille.
You know.
And, you know, it just. Yeah. But him supporting her.
Right.
I thought that was kind of fun. Good news for people who love to go hear live music at the Minnesota Zoo. The zoo is coming back with music this year, and it's Yay. Get Wild at the Minnesota Zoo.
They had it last year, and they focused a lot on a lot of great local acts.
I think that's what they're returning with this year. And Wild Nights at the Zoo, it's called.
Cool.
Returns. It's 5 Friday nights throughout the summer. And Minnesota-based musicians on 2 stages. And tickets go on sale on March 28th. Today is, I think that's the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Yep. So here's who's going to be there. Well, you can go and see it, but the tickets are really affordable. $30 for Minnesota Zoo members, $40 for non-members. But some really fun, you know.
Is Kiss the Tiger playing?
Yes, they are.
That down.
Yes, Friday, July 26th.
All right.
A Wild Night of Rock and Roll, Kiss the Tiger, and then Mallrats. They're a tribute band to the 90s. July 12th, Country Music Night, Caitlin Smith. She's award-winning country singer and songwriter. And then The World According to Garth. It's a premiere Garth Brooks tribute.
All right.
So that's all happening. So if you want to find out more about it, Minnesota, mnzoo.org/wildnights, because those tickets will go fast. Because
I love the Mallrats band name, a tribute to the 90s, basically the movie Mallrats, you know, an EP Mall. That's a great band name. I want to see what that's all about.
Well, the tribute of rock and music of the 90s.
Yeah. I love that. That's a cool band name and a cool, like, throwback, local throwback. I love that. The old EP Mall, if you watch that movie, that mall is nothing like it used to be. But
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, other things that are happening that I thought, Lori, I was thinking of you know, for years. Or back in the day, we used to say to people when maybe we'd see what was going on, we'd think, oh, what the hell was happening with those beer goggles?
Oh, yeah.
They had some interesting beer goggles on, but there's another term that people are using now, office goggles. Have you heard of this? I've never heard of this. Have you heard of this, Grant?
Not at all. I'm curious.
Not a sexy name at all.
It's not really sexy at all, but it's just because you work with someone. So it's...
You think they're smarter than they are?
No. It is basically, the term office goggle is trending. It's when someone's hotter than they really are, but instead of it being based on alcohol, it's based on repeated exposure to the same person in the workplace every day. So a person might be a 6 or 7, and this is in the article.
Yeah.
And you might view them because you work with them every day. They're kind. They're this. They could be an 8 or a 9. So that is, and you
Their attraction level is more than.
It's heightened because of seeing them every single day.
And maybe they bring you coffee and they're funny. I don't know. I don't know what to do with any of this information.
You don't have to.
You don't have office goggles. You got Casey at home.
But like the term.
I get it.
You know,
you spend so much time with someone, eventually, you know, an attraction will build.
And I've always said the number one place an affair starts is in the office.
True that.
Because you're around them. So office goggles has been going on for a very long time.
We just didn't know that was.
No, you didn't know it. Do you know the latest beauty hack? Broccoli freckles. What? You know when people try to put freckles.
I've honestly never met anyone who tried to put freckles on their face.
You've tried to do a beauty mark.
A beauty mark, yes. I've got a mole that's just missing
black.
Any dark on
and a
it.
Hair.
And a hair. it is. Thankfully, no hair there. But I'll probably have to keep checking as I get older.
Oh, my gosh.
They grow.
Honest to Pete, it is. Yeah.
So
me
what's
too.
A broccoli
well,
freckle?
Well, broccoli freckles. It's it might be a kid, younger people thing, Lori, but they dab like a makeup brush into like a broccoli florette that you have in your refrigerator and it gets a little green on it.
Okay.
And you put it just dot on your face with the brush a little bit.
This is natural looking. Yeah, this is not a thing. It's just a TikToker trying to make a name for themselves. It's by trying to say that this is a good way. You're going to have a blotchy face. It makes no sense.
He tried using a freckle pen, Lori, and with no success, he was looking for the ultimate freckle hack. Okay. And he found that broccoli, because of its shape, is fun. And if you are going to, you know, a Shrek convention, you're right in the right color theme. You're ready to go. You don't have to worry about green eyeshadow. You've got green freckles.
There you go.
Broccoli freckles are happening. Millie Bobby Brown is getting married to John Bon Jovi's kid.
I want to watch her movie Damsel. It looks kind of good.
I think it does look good. Yeah, that's on Netflix. When we have time. And the person who's going to officiate her wedding with him is going to be Matthew Modine.
Really?
Yeah. He played a character on Stranger Things. Remember, Matthew Modine was big. Matt Dillon, Modine.
Yeah, he was big back in the day. He did show up in Stranger Things. He was one of those lab guys.
Yes. He was the government scientist, Dr. Brenner. Mm-hmm. I quit that after the first year. Yeah. 11 called him Papa. She's 11. So you know what we're talking about now?
I know exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's going to be doing it. And that was something that Josh Lucas said when he was on Watch What Happens Live, because he's in the new Palm Royale and he's Kristen Wiig's husband in this new series on Apple Plus. He said, you know, who's the person you lost all the jobs to? Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
His whole life. Because if people grew up the same time, always lost.
You know what showed up in my memories 11 years ago? Matthew McConaughey as Dallas from Magic Mike. The club owner. I've taken a picture of him in GQ magazine and posted it to the Lori and Julia page.
Oh, he was so hot.
Oh, he was beautiful in that.
Yeah, he
was. Absolutely beautiful.
That was a good one. The first one was so good.
Amazing.
Canon was everything about it. Here's another little casting thing. Neil Patrick Harris was considered for Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, no.
But because he was known, he decided he really wanted an unknown actor, so he cast Matt Damon. And it was right before Good Will Hunting came out.
Wow.
And if you're wondering who lives in Matt Damon's apartment complex in New York City, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Best friends. So the only reason he works out is because he can go hang out with John Krasinski in the gym.
They did a photo. It was John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, all the guys from, and Robert Downey Jr. all went out to dinner, I think, last night or the night before in New York City. And it was the cast of Oppenheimer. And then Krasinski kind of hopped in the photo because he's
the buddy.
He's the buddy.
He's a buddy. Now, I've just got one more little fun fact, Lori. Only one person from Japan has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. It's called Yokozuna.
Yokozuna!
Yokozuna! And everyone else since 1999 has come from either the United States or Mongolia. Yokozuna!
Yokozuna!
I like it. What else can I tell you guys? What else?
Well, you could make
Garth Brooks' daughter. Well, here's one. I'll make up something. No, I'm not going to. I would have won the appetizer contest. I'm going to bring in what I made because it was so good.
I used the
Marshall Fields cookbook, which every single recipe, they take a lot of work, but every single recipe, they have the best chicken pot pie recipe in the world in there. But I'm going to have to bring it in for you guys to taste. Yeah.
Steve and Donna won.
I know
they talked about it so much, they ended up making it happen. They really are. Steve still smarts over the pickleball loss. He's like, I'm determined to win every contest that this station has now.
Well, he lost the Papa Shot at the app party.
Who won the Papa Shot?
Pat Lager did, but Jess was on fire. And Jess,
it's her game.
It's her game, but Jess beat Steve 55-48 in overtime.
Oh.
And so it was kind of one of those moments. I'm like, Steve, you can't win these.
He's
athletic.
He's a joker in overtime. Yeah,
it's Papa Shot.
It's that basketball.
How many things
you just brought it in? This is this thing that has been going on since the beginning of time here called Appetizer Madness to coincide with the beginning of March Madness.
Who knew?
Me,
Who knew?
Grant, everyone else on the staff, Sam. Yeah. Our listeners.
I guess when I got an email that said appetizer, I just assumed it was like from recipes.com and was junk mail.
Oh, you're hysterical. From a colleague that we work with. She always sends those. Right.
Every year.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Laureen.
Okay.
Who are we going to Hollywood speak?
Well, we're going to Hollywood speak Lisa Rinna, who showed up on Jennifer Hudson's show today. And Lisa is always good for a funny something.
I like her.
She said, this is what she said.
Oh, dear.
She was asked
by
Jennifer, would you ever go back to the Beverly Hills Housewives?
Sure. Okay.
No, never. No, I wouldn't. But listen, I'm grateful for the experience. I think it's made me a better actor because I'm acting again. The audience started laughing and she said, I'm not kidding. You laugh, but it's true. I think it made me a better actor. I just did a Lifetime movie called Mommy Meanest, which I trained for 8 years on that show.
That's Mommy Meanness. Okay, that's funny. She's funny.
She sounds bitter Betty to me.
Yeah, but that's okay with me.
Is it?
Yeah, I think she's probably glad she's
away from
it. I wish
she wouldn't say that. They would have her back.
I know. Andy liked her.
Yeah.
That Beverly Hills has to do something before they come back.
Well, they fired Anne Marie. She's
one and
done.
Oh, they did for sure?
Yeah, they did. She posted it yesterday. And she said basically if she hadn't have done what somebody told her to do, she'd still be on the show. That somebody being Kyle.
Oh, about.
Well, because Anne Marie came for Sutton,
yes,
and that's what maybe Kyle wanted her to do.
You know, that show, it was funny because last night Kristen Wiig sat down with Ricky Martin on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, he says, who are you to Kristen Wiig? Are you caught up on all the Bravo shows? And she said, pretty much. Not this past week because I've been out doing press for Palm Royale.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what? Salt Lake City was epic. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it was. It was so good. And they all like went in for a while and talked about it. So if you didn't watch this season of Salt Lake, because now they're using Mary Crosby eyes instead of Ramona eyes and the eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. I still have the Ramona eyeglasses.
You can keep them. But Lisa Rinna.
You can keep them.
She would go back in a second. I've heard rumors that they're talking to Eileen Davidson.
Again, she was too boring. I don't want her back.
I like her. She brought it. She wasn't afraid to be herself, plus we can go and visit on the set of Young and the Restless.
That's why you want her back.
I love her character,
You're
Ashley.
You're so funny.
Yeah, no, and then they can bring Camille back, as far as I'm concerned. Camille Grammer.
Yeah, this season lost me. I wasn't interested at all.
It was.
I wasn't interested at
all. Well, here's a Hollywood speak.
Okay.
On Netflix, this first episode of Buying Beverly Hills. This is her husband, Kyle Richards'
husband's
show that he does with his daughter.
Mauricio.
He said on the show, in conversation about, well, what is the deal with Kyle's friendship with Morgan Wayne? He said, I don't want to ask her.
Well, sometimes you don't want to know about your partner. They're
not divorced
yet.
I think you should have said the yes. Yes, I would have been asking her if she would like me to join her in Morgan.
Oh, stop it.
But I'm afraid to ask her.
Oh, stop it. You're so bad. You're so bad.
Come on, you guys.
You're so bad.
Okay.
Grant, why are you helping?
Well, she, you're right.
You're right. That's what he really meant.
By not chiming in.
By not asking about. Okay, Liam McSweeney, who was 2 years on The Real Housewives of New York City.
And is suing NBC.
Oh, yeah.
And Bravo.
Bravo. And she was on a program called Addiction Talk at the American Addiction Center in New York City.
Okay.
And an audience member asked her about
the
lawsuit, filing the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is the truth, you know, and I have it on my side and my intentions are really good.
Okay. I can't Hollywood speak, Lori. I feel like my Hollywood speak
But is that like AA speak to say intentions? Is that a, like, you're asking me. I'm asking you just because I know like when you say taking inventory can
sure,
be a
that's
word.
A step. That's intentions, a step. I guess I don't know.
You don't know. That's what I thought. I guess that it was an AA reference.
I haven't
to call
heard
it
good my intentions. Intentions are good in that reference.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't heard that.
All right.
It's not one of the steps.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went on to say, I feel like as hard as it is to be going up against a very powerful entity, which Bravo, NBC Universal is, and for people to maybe also just not agree with me or come at me and say things to me, all of those things, I don't really care.
I can see her saying that because she doesn't seem like that gal. But I guess
she would have never gone forward with that. That's maybe what she's trying to say too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's a money grab. Like I don't get. The producers, when you said that.
See, when we heard the producers, what did I just watch last night? Where the producers were talking and encouraging. Oh, it was on Watch What Happens Live. They had them do a Bravo, you know, scenario, and Ricky Martin was the producer.
Yeah.
Egging this on. And so I think we saw all this. There's this television show called Unreal. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it was, but it was from a former producer on The Bachelor.
It aired on Lifetime.
It aired on Lifetime years ago, but it was so good, and it showed you how much the producers stir, and like every cast member has a producer
helping them with their storyline,
egging them on to do different bad things.
Wow.
So that is the producer's involvement in reality TV is huge.
Yeah.
So she probably does have a case. That was ugly what happened to her.
Right.
I mean, she went off the wagon, jumped into a pool naked on national television, basically.
Because the chances of her winning are like probably
very small.
Very small.
Yeah, she really, this is her truth.
Okay.
And I believe her. I mean, because we saw it, she went off the rails.
Yes, she did. Okay, Megan Fox was doing an interview a couple days ago, and she helpfully listed all the plastic surgery she had.
Oh, finally!
Including a secret one that she said only she and a couple doctors know about it, and she can't tell us because she's gatekeeping it.
What the hell is it?
Why
would you even say it out loud if you're not going to tell us? You're spilling secrets, but we've got a top secret new one that I'm not going to share.
Yeah, she's too young. I would expect this from somebody older who knew about the top secret plastic surgery. She just told, that's what I mean.
Please email us if you know the top secret.